Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Padianovich with you on a Football Friday, and we're going to break down the NFL card for week number 5 and start to rifle through these games. Some of them we have a side, some totals, some a prop, have more props than I typically have. This week, it's a little challenging, but it's as we get into the season, Sam, I'm finding that it is a shorter list of sides that I really like. And I think that's a more comfortable place to be where there's a few that I really like. And for contest purposes, maybe stretching a little bit, but okay, it's a little tougher to get to 4 and 5 sides. Do you find it to be the same right now?
I have not put any sides in into our contest that we do. You and I do a bunch of contests where we have to pick several games. Had not done it yet, but I certainly have a couple that I like. We've talked about Kansas City on Monday night. I do like that side. Don't love 3.5 in the NFL, but it is what it is. I don't think we're going to get to 3. There is a 3 at circa minus 120, but most books, as you look at the screen, 3.5 minus 105. I would love to lay 3. I didn't check our contest line. Let me pull that up right now. I'm going to guess it's 3.5. In the Chicago contest we do. But the two that I have are both, I hate this, they're both road favorites. Do I really want to lay Indy 6.5? No. Do I really want to lay Kansas City 3.5? Oh, no, Indy's at home. Sorry, Indy 6.5 at home.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get to 5, though, this week, no doubt, which means – I'll go 4-1 because I hate it. When I like it, 2-3. When I hate it, 4-1.
What if you force in the Rams to start off the week? How do you feel? Sucks, I'll tell you.
You didn't lay the points, though, did you?
Huh?
You didn't lay the points. You're talking for Survivor.
I just didn't in the contest. I don't care, whatever. I'm not going to win the contest.
What was the line, like 7.5, 8?
Yeah, I just did it because I'm like, I don't think I like a lot of sides. I might regret not pick. We got buys this week. I'm like, oh, I might be looking for a game. So then I'm like, oh, I'll just throw it in there. Yeah. No dice. I didn't bet it with actual dollars, only in the contest. All right, let's go Eagles, Broncos. Speaking of not liking 3.5, so we have a 3.5 here. There are some 4s on the board as well. Total is 43 in the hook. You got the Broncos, short week off Monday Night Football, but they have to try their hardest to take care of Cincinnati on Monday night. And then you've got the Eagles. Game after game, we walk away and we say, how the hell did they win that game? We did it again at Tampa Bay. How the hell did they win that game? They did nothing in the second half. Jalen Hurts could not complete a pass. Did not complete a pass. In the game, they had 200 yards, Sam, but they still walk away victors, and they are 4-0 on the season. Do you have a play in Eagles-Broncos?
I do lean to Philly. And then I was watching a video this morning of our friends Kelly and Murray, and I'm in the room probably on this game with Philly. I think Philly's going to win and cover. And Murray quite literally says, this is pros against Joes. The pros are on the Broncos. I'm like, great. Awesome. And then John, yeah, I do think this is a little like when people, and you know, I love John Murray. He's one of my best friends on planet Earth. But I think this is a little overblown when people say things like, oh, well, this team should be 4-0. Well, they're not. They're 2-2. You know?
The Broncos should be 4-0?
Well, they have a one-point loss and a three-point loss. That's what John said in the clip, which I understand, but they're not. So wise guys are betting Denver because Denver plays high into the power ratings, and Denver has been, I guess, a little unlucky. Remember, the Colts missed that kick, and then there was a flag. So the Colts got the re-kick and made that field goal. And then the Broncos were in control against the Chargers, but Herbert was spectacular in that second half, including that like backing up crossbody laser 40 yards down the field. So I understand
on the road. Yeah.
I understand that Denver maybe not could be 4-0, but I just feel like the Eagles are so disrespected right now. People have been betting against the Eagles basically every week. And they just keep finding ways to win. Now, the point spread is very low. I mean, the Eagles at home against Denver, I think 3.5 is cheap on Philly. But again, I'm probably in the room there on the Eagles.
Metric darlings on Denver, you're right. They are number one in the NFL in net yards per play. Number one. Philadelphia is 30th with a 4-0 record. Like, the metrics are not very kind, and you understand why. Like, they're winning games without even sniffing 300 total yards, and you're thinking, how does this keep happening? Well, they have a 20-game winning streak when Hurts starts and finishes the game. So it is very difficult to go to the other side. I lean to Denver. I do. And you have an Eagles offense that is going through a lot of struggles week after week. I sit here and I'm like, okay, this might be the week where they explode. This might be the week where they go off. They look like the Eagles of last year. I'm not sure it's happening. It's probably going to be a slow progression with the new offensive coordinator. And is it going to happen against this Broncos defense? Probably not. A top three, top five unit? No, I don't think that's going to be the case. The Eagles are number one. Every time they got into the red zone, they've scored a touchdown. Is that going to continue? The Broncos defense has been the best in the NFL in the red zone, if you want to put anything into that. You know, after 4 weeks, it's small sample, but I think that's really worth bringing up when you have somebody who is one extreme, one offense, number one, and you've got a defense that's also number one. So how does that going to end up balancing out? Saquon does not look like Saquon from last year. A.J. Brown, there's a problem there. And you think everything's good, everybody says the right things, and then after the game, he posts something on social media. Like, there's clearly some sort of a disconnect. Does that get resolved this week against this Broncos defense? I don't know. I do think the Eagles win. Doesn't this feel like a field goal game? And, of course, the number's 3.5. Sit going to 4 at some places. I'll probably take Denver plus 4.
Yeah, I get it. I think it's cheap on Philly. I love Fangio against Knicks. So that's sort of where I'm at.
Fangio
Eagles
revenge
are
game.
Also covering. Yes, it is, no doubt. Eagles 4-0 and 3-1 ATS. So they keep finding ways. It's not pretty. People don't like it, but I'll be on Philly for sure.
Okay, let's keep it moving. I know you like this game, and I get it. I'm there with you. How about Washington at the LA Chargers? We've got the Chargers now laying 3. That's gone up a little bit, probably because it came out that McLaurin and Noah Brown are definitely out for the Commanders offense. They didn't even wait until Friday. They already said that they're out on the injury report. So you've got the Chargers laying a field goal, total of 47. Chargers coming off the loss to the Giants. They got into the red zone once all game, Sam, at the Giants last week. All this noise about Dart. What about the struggles offensively for the Chargers? And then the Commanders, they were supposed to take care of business against the Falcons. They do not. They were without Jaden Daniels, though. Daniels is going to be back. McLaurin and Brown still out. Debo Samuel was not practicing on Thursday. So you wonder which receivers Jaden Daniels is going to have to work with here. But your Chargers, a team that you like, is favored by a field goal. What do you think?
I do like the Chargers, but that like has depreciated because their offensive line is just mangled right now. Two of the guys are out. Two more of the guys are hurt and probably going to play hurt. And I saw Nate Tice get out the other day. Justin Herbert, in the last two games, has been pressured on 50 of 95 dropbacks. That's not good, Joe. Mm-hmm. And it's not that the Commanders have this elite defense, but it's more to me, it's the inability for the Chargers to keep the pressure at bay. So that's certainly something to pay attention to. I think the Giants have a much better defense up front, at least the Commanders do. But Herbert, in this role, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the short three-point favorite. I like the Chargers more when they're a little undervalued, when they're a short dog, things like that. I'll be on the Commanders here. And I said on Tuesday I think Daniels is going to play, and clearly the market is sitting two and a half, three. That tells you he's in. So I'll take my chances with a relatively healthy Jaden Daniels against a Chargers offense that is really searching for answers on that offensive line.
Yes. Yep. Great breakdown. You're right. Daniels is in. He's been practicing in full all week. There's no questions about that. The only question is, who is he going to have to work with? So you've got a mobile quarterback in Daniels going against this very strong Chargers defense. Maybe that gives them some issues a little bit here. I'm with you on Washington. Now we're getting three. We were at 2.5 the other day, and I assume because of the receivers we're getting three. Probably a bargain. Alt, I assume he's going to be announced out today. He has not practiced all week, and boy, that O-line is beat up, man. Beat up. And
it's a problem.
Last week, the replacement for Alt, when he exited the game, was Austin Deculus. He allowed six pressures.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mm-hmm. In a short period of time. Yeah, that's probably where this game is going to be lost there. I think the Chargers, rather the Commanders, are live in this game, don't you?
I do, for sure. Also, when we talk about all these line issues, it makes me sort of, without even thinking about this coming into the game, or the segment for that matter, lean to an under. 47 is the total right now. And if there's one thing about Harbaugh, if he doesn't trust his offense in a given game, he goes ultra conservative. And the aggression dials back. He starts just trying to pin you deep and make you go 80, 85 yards. If the offense is working, he's all about it. This line is just breaking down inside the game, second quarter. The game plan will get ultra conservative, and he's going to try everything to win a low and slow game. That's how he's been. I'll never forget some of those early Michigan teams when he knew he didn't have an offense. He'd get to the 50 and just punt it. Just kind of make the defense win the day. So I wasn't really planning on it. I haven't bet it yet, but now I'm sort of warming to this idea. I see Chris is down to 46.5 on the total. It does make sense given the lack of production for the Chargers offensive line and the lack of healthy weapons for Washington's offense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a pretty good look and a pretty high number there at 47. What about the Titans at the Cardinals? The Cardinals are laying more than a touchdown. Arizona -7.5 against the winless Titans. Now, the Arizona Cardinals have a little extra rest. Maybe last Thursday, what we saw in a loss against Seattle, an excellent defense, coming to life with Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe he got that touchdown late in that game. Everything's going to Harrison and McBride in this one. And then on the Titans side, Cam Ward, a lot of frustration there. We know the Titans rarely cover. They've covered twice out of their last 17 games. He called out the team, and Callahan didn't like that. He talked about how he needs to be professional, all this stuff. So, yeah, he doesn't like that. He's even putting more heat on the head coach. 7.5. Cardinals are your favorite. They're popular in Survivor, but what about side or total, which is 42?
I did Tennessee last week. They didn't score a point. To keep it a buck, not really interested, man. I'm not.
Yes.
I should be. I don't want to say I can't do it. I won't do it.
Latham's not practicing again. Now Calvin Ridley's not practicing. I don't know what Cam Ward's going to do. I'm not like, look, this Cardinals defense isn't awesome. They're good against the run. But Ward hasn't been able to do anything offensively. It doesn't matter the opponent. And I know he's had tough defenses that he's gone against. But like the Titans are in that game last week, and then the defense just falls apart in the fourth quarter. The Texans have a terrible offense. Three straight touchdown drives. Let him go right down the field. So it feels like at some point it just all breaks, whether it's on defense or offense. And again, Titans didn't score a point, like you mentioned. I don't know how you back them. I'm not going to be betting the game. I'm going to have Arizona and Survivor. A lot of people will. It's going to be your last chance to use them most likely. So I'll be rooting for the Cardinals to win. Would you tease Arizona?
I want nothing to do with this game.
I totally understand that. Joe O'Sammy P. We'll continue the breakdown on these NFL sides, totals, and props. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.